Yet, Lake Charles.
Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. JonesWalker.com. And by Shorten Associates, legal recruiters in Louisiana and Texas. And by Wyndham Garden Lafayette.
From Cafe Vermilionville in Lafayette, we're out to lunch with Professor of Finance and Director of the award-winning Birken Road Reports, Peter Ricchiuti. It's business, Acadiana style.
Hi, I'm Peter Ricchiuti, sitting in for Aileen Bennett, and welcome to Out to Lunch. Although Lafayette is a bustling city, we like to believe we're a small town where if you don't know each other, you know of each other. Jezebel Lobelia may be the exception that proves the rule. Although Jezebel is known nationwide, it's possible you've never even heard of her. From her home studio here in Lafayette, Jezebel Lobelia is the creator of fashion wear that she sells under the label Jezebel's Fascination. Jezebel sells on average across the country one piece a day. And in the world of handcrafted designer fashion, that's a significant success. Jezebel's company is called Jezebel's Fascination because the fashion items she's making are called fascinators. If you want to know what a fascinator is, you might want to take a look at our website, itsacadiana.com, or on our Facebook page for photos of Jezebel's fascinators. But I'll do my best to describe them. They're creations of fabric and feathers that are worn on your head, kind of like an exuberant decoration you might see in a woman's hat at the Kentucky Derby without the hat. Jezebel, my apologies. I'm sure that you have a better description of your fascinators than that, but welcome out to lunch.
Thank you.
Now, Karen Thibodeau also makes fashion items. Karen's business, So What, SCW, designs and manufactures women's clothing. Karen is the creator of a line of Cajun-inspired clothing called Vacajun. Karen's company, So What, is headquartered in Branch, Louisiana, where the company is the biggest deal. In fact, it's the biggest private sector employer. Karen, welcome out to lunch.
Thank you.
Now, Karen, according to the 2010 census, Branch, Louisiana has a population of 388. You employ 13 people and have $330,000 in revenue. Your business must have a significant impact on the economy of Branch. You're responsible for generating more sales tax for the city and more spending money than just about anyone else in town. As your business has grown and gotten more successful, have you felt a greater responsibility for the economic health of Branch? Has the business changed the way you live your life?
I do feel very responsible for my employees, some of which are family members. And we like to try to keep it light and just have a good time at work. We do a lot of really fun stuff as far as the costuming and creative ideas, so I try not to be too burdened by my responsibility.
Well, that's good. You're probably well-loved in that town, though. Now, tell me what it is you're making. Is it a lot of it's Mardi Gras themed? What kind of actual items are they?
Well, we specialize in the coureur de Mardi Gras costumes, which are the ones they wear to chase the chickens, and started out kind of slow in that department. I also make the costumes for some of the balls here in town, but we started with the coureur de Mardi Gras costumes, and it really just took off, and we're having a lot of fun with it. You can add more fringe, and we have some themed items. We also make the capuchons and the masks to go with it. My daughter-in-law started working with us a couple of years ago, and she is really creative for making the masks, really some scary and some funny and just crazy fun stuff.
That is, we talk about seasonal businesses, but yours is really seasonal.
The selling time is seasonal, but the work is year-round.
Like, you start what?
I normally start a couple of weeks after, but this past year, we actually did start on Ash Wednesday. Sometimes we like to take a trip out of town, during or after the actual Mardi Gras season, but this year we didn't, so we just went right back to the grind, and we plan on having over 1,000 costumes in stock, so it takes us that long to make them.
Wow. No Lent off for you. That's what I thought it was going to be. Jezebel, one of the many interesting aspects of your business is your sales outlet. It's almost exclusively through Etsy. For anyone who doesn't know what Etsy is, it's a kind of democratic and creative version of Amazon.com. Mostly crafts and people have online storefronts where they sell designer creations. You're a perfect example of how the internet has changed lives. Jezebel, in the past, you would have had to move to New York or Paris if you wanted to have a business selling specialty fashion items like fascinators. But now you can live in Lafayette and have the equivalent of a Parisian boutique in cyberspace. Do you think you can grow the fascinator business much bigger worldwide, or are you going to have to expand maybe an additional product line?
I have thought of additional products. I honestly have too many sales to be able to do that. I would love to do more costume stuff. I've actually been commissioned to do stuff like collars and corsets and that kind of thing. I just honestly don't have the time to do that.
Now, you're not seasonal. I guess you maybe have some periods.
But yeah, Halloween is obviously the most busy. From September all the way through December because of, like, the ugly Christmas thing. Everybody wants, like, the goofy thing on their head. and then it kind of picks up. It slows down in January, and then it picks back up in the spring for Kentucky Derby. And obviously
races.
There are horse races everywhere,
yeah.
Horse shows everywhere. But
now, you've got a beautiful one on today. This is... I guess you probably make ones that are larger than this, though.
Yes. Smaller or larger.
Do you suggest hats for people? I guess that might be tough.
Yeah, a lot of people come to me and say, this is my dress. Can you match something for it? And most of the time, somebody wants something floral.
I'm sitting across the table from you, but what do you got going on in there?
Well, this is Louisiana themed. It has the state flower, the magnolia. And the state insect, some honeybees, and it's got some moss under it. I was trying to figure out a way to incorporate some feathers to look like the pelican, kind of failing there.
You have a little jail for state politicians. This is really going to work out. What is your background though? Were you at UL?
Yes, I did actually go to UL, but I studied sociology, nothing to do with fashion or. No kind of design, no visual arts of any kind.
But you must have something inside you.
Oh, I just love costuming. Like, I'm enthralled listening to Karen's stories. Like, I'm so interested and I want to look them up. I do love costuming so much.
How do we start with it? Do you start, like, on a piece of paper?
No, sometimes I'll buy a dress and I want something to match the dress. I, about a year ago, bought a vintage car and I wanted something to match it. Like, I wanted something Louisiana themed, so I, you know, it, something.
Are they all unique, by the way, or are they? Do you make a certain number of those Louisiana hats?
As many as supplies allow.
Karen, I guess I'm very surprised that there aren't more competitors for what you do, and I do. You've got to tell us your full name.
Karen Quibido Thibodeau.
That is so great. You should be the person in this business.
Yes.
Are there a lot? Is there competition?
There are a few mom and pop kind of maybe a grandma or a nanan or something, you know, that's making a few costumes for their relatives. And there's a place in Church Point, and there used to be one in Eunice. I don't know if they're still open, but there are places that might have 10 or 20, maybe even as many as 50, you know, costumes that you can choose from. But last year we had over 900 to choose from in sizes from newborn to 4X, 17 different sizes.
Man, that is... Now, in New Orleans, they probably get most of these things ready for people riding on floats, but you're getting them ready to ride horseback.
Yes.
That's, I guess, a certain kind of outfit I would wear for horseback. Some things be more comfortable than others. Like,
well, they're all pretty much pajama style, just slip-on elastic waist or drawstring pants and a loose-fitting top. The main thing is the fringe. Like, you want to have colorful, bright pieces, and they like lots of fringe, some people. So they're priced accordingly, of course. It takes a lot more labor to add all that fringe on. And we just started doing the capuchons and the masks. I mean, as you can imagine, it's a lot of, like, hands-on labor. So I had to add extra people to be able to offer those services.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've got to ask you this, Jezebel. Are there certain kinds of women that wear hats like this? I mean, everybody knows their market.
It's usually more of the quirky women who want to stand out. Rarely do I have someone say, well, I want something, but not too big. You know, like, it probably only happened, like, twice.
Can you wear them more than once?
Oh, of course.
I mean, in terms of, you just wouldn't wear them to the same event?
Or? Right. Well, depending on what kind of piece it is. Like, yeah. If I'm selling a voodoo piece, I assume you could wear it for Mardi Gras or Halloween.
How about church?
Yes. I do try to market them as, like, Sunday church hats, like the bigger, nicer ones like this. But I've never really had anyone request or... I mean, usually on Etsy, it'll show you.
A whole new market for you. Sister Jezebel. This could all work.
Almost an oxymoron.
Yeah. Let me ask you both about you're creative people and such, but you had to learn business, right? I mean, there's accounting and a lot of issues. How did it happen? Is it like the bane of your existence, or have you just got the hang of it?
It's the less fun part of the business for me, is that kind of stuff.
But if you don't do it, then you end up in a cell somewhere. So.
Yeah. Yes, well, once I got to pass, like, 3 employees for sewing, my next hire was a bookkeeper, accountant, secretary kind of person, and she keeps me straight on all that stuff. I don't even worry about it anymore.
Oh, that is.
And now we have, you know, someone answering the phone, taking orders. Now that we have the embroidery and screen printing and vinyl and rhinestone designs, it grew bigger than I could handle. And I'm really mostly interested in the costuming, so those other things I'm willing to let go of. I'm a little bit of a control freak, but I was able to.
If people told you that? Yes, that's usually when you find out.
I was able to let go of a few of those things.
And the name, Vacajun, what's going on there?
Well, it's a Cajun that goes on vacation, or someone who vacations in Cajun country.
Oh, all right.
And so our first shirt that we did has the, it looks like a dictionary entry on the back to define it. and our business cards are made like that, too. But it's just things that you would wear when you're on vacation. And I've said vacation so many times that I can hardly say vacation because I start to say it and it comes out vacation. And great souvenirs.
That's how Xerox started. You just keep saying, using the trade name. And now, Jezebel, you're all by yourself, right?
I mean, I am.
What do you do about this kind of stuff? I mean, you're selling a piece a day. I mean, you've got real revenue and such.
Yeah. Hire someone else to do your taxes.
Yeah, okay. But you have to keep your own records and
yes,
all that.
Yes,
you have,
yes,
like,
I
a
do.
Big shoebox?
Like a little expandable
accordion
type thing, yes.
Do you have competitors?
Yes. And every day, like, I see more and more on Etsy. So, yeah. I feel like there was only a handful when I started. Now, like, every time I turn around, there's somebody doing something very similar or almost exactly the same as me. Yeah.
I mean, these are beautiful and they take a lot of work. How much do you charge?
$30 to $110.
Okay. Jezebel, your clients, just being on the internet, are they outside of the U.S.? Are they?
Yeah, everywhere. I'm shipping one to New Zealand today. I breach a new country like every month. Most recently was Cyprus.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're listening to Out to Lunch. My guests are Lafayette fashion accessory designer Jezebel Lobelia and creator of the Vacajun label, clothing designer and manufacturer Karen Thibodeau. Karen, how do you get the word out? I mean, do people on horseback say, nice outfit, where'd you get it?
Well, because there's not a lot of options, I suppose, for them to shop from. They do ask each other. And now that social media is so popular, we use that a lot in the last couple of years. And people are actually searching for that kind of thing. So.
And do they buy it online or do they come to see what you've got?
They mostly come to see what we have, but we do have a website and we have sold them to people in Chicago and all over. And they're either planning to come here or they're from here and they're having a party there and they want to show people what our crazy Cajun heritage is all about. So,
but you know, you've been so humble about this, and you almost seem like you discovered this whole thing by accident. But how really do you do it? I mean, we just wake up one day and thought,
well, actually,
there's naked people on horses and need clothing.
No, actually, when I was in college, I met someone who did some sewing and needed some help, and so I helped her out, and then she ended up doing some Mardi Gras stuff, and so I learned mostly about the costuming here in town, like Crew of Apollo, Crew of Bonaparte. I worked for them for many, many years. And so I was doing more of the
big stage with lots of sequins, and that was fun too for a while. And when I no longer worked for her, I was busy raising kids and everything, so I decided to just try it on my own. And
made costumes for the kids?
No, like try to
try to have
my own business.
Sit still. I'm putting this on you.
So actually, they did have to serve as models quite often. I have some really cute pictures of them. But anyway, and I try almost everything on. If I can put it on, I put it on and look in the mirror because it's just great. So I kind of started like that. And then people just came, like, requesting the Career de Mardi Gras costumes. And it's cotton, and it's not sparkly, and I thought it wouldn't be fun. So I resisted for many, many years. And then I tried a few, and it was so easy. And they're willing to buy it. So So I've tried a few more. And now I do add sparkly fabric, and some of them, like, really like that element. And we found great fabrics with bright, pretty colors and... So I'm liking it a little bit more than I did in the beginning. So it just kind of, it's not what I started out to do, but it evolved into that.
Now, the customer walks in, and you mentioned, was it 900 different outfits? Do they tend to, at that point, want them customized?
Sometimes they do. Even with that many choices, we do offer a custom service, and they can pick. All my fabrics are out and available for them to look at, and they can pick different elements and put them all together and we'll custom make a costume for
you. Got to make them loose fitting because they got to be able to pick up the chicken.
Well, and eat and drink and run. Yes. And they do lots of things in those costumes.
That's right. Now, Jezebel Karen, this is the part of the show we like to call your brother-in-law. And picture this. You're finally finished work after a long day and looking forward to watching Netflix when your phone rings. It's your brother-in-law. Normally, he only calls when he wants to come over with a new girlfriend so he can impress her with his cool family, but this time things are a little different. He wants some advice. So Karen, I'll start with you. Your brother-in-law says he went to New Orleans for the weekend and he happened to stumble on a whole new market for you, drag queens. He always thought RuPaul was making up all of this, but it's true. There's linebacker-sized guys out there desperate for cute outfits. His idea is you make a line of plus-size ball gowns and he'll go to New Orleans and sell them. You split the profit 50-50. What do you say?
I would definitely be into that.
Wow.
I actually have done that because I worked for Apollo for many years.
Oh, and
so,
really?
Yes.
Right.
About 10 years I did their costumes.
Wow.
So I have already done that.
I was thinking I made up a whole new thing.
No.
Already. That's the best response we've ever
It is great fun. And they want the biggest and the best, and they don't mind spending money on it. So they are lots of fun to work with. So I would definitely do that deal.
Now, Jezebel, your brother-in-law is calling with a great idea for growing your business. He's aware that fascinators haven't typically been a big fashion item down here, but he went to the Gators game over the weekend, and he's come up with a genius idea for you, the Fascinator Gator. It's a fascinator with a gator head, and he thinks they'll sell like hotcakes at $25 a fascinator gator. All he wants is a 25% commission for each sale item for coming up with the idea. What do you tell him?
I've actually already thought of alligator
Jesus,
voodoo pieces.
Unbelievable.
However, I think $25 would not be worth the time.
Not for you, worth it.
Because alligator heads are a little expensive.
Yeah. Do you spend a certain amount of time thinking about kind of what's the next thing?
I don't force it. It's creativity. So when I stumble upon it, it happens.
Were you a hat person before?
No. I have a very small head. I have a child size head. Had
wow.
to have a child size motorcycle helmet. You use little, like anything, it's all child size. And so I was really upset. So I was like, well, cocktail hats. And that's where I started getting into it.
So you couldn't find a hat in your size.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. By the way, you're kind of a tiny person there. So it's not like you're 6'5", 250 with a child's head. You know, because radio, I think, is important to stop these things before they get carried away. And Karen, you've impressed me already with the lines that you've kind of just, you know, kind of secretly branched off to there. Is there anything in the Mardi Gras world out here that seems like a likely candidate to expand into?
Well, I'm a bit of an inventor, so I'm always looking to do something new. In fact, when we were in town earlier on our way here, I'm working on some headpieces that have that need to move. So I went down to the hobby shop and talked to the guy, and he's going to hook me up with some battery-operated gizmos. So, yeah, that'll be different for me. It's not maybe not new in the whole world of Mardi Gras, but it adds another element of my business, what I can offer people.
Well, I bet that's one of those things where you get a couple of people to use it, and then
he was amazed. He was like, "This is great." I said, "Well, I will definitely show you a picture after it's done," because he couldn't even imagine it.
So, well, we talked about the fact that Jezebel's academic background isn't necessarily in this direction. What about yourself? Were you always this kid?
I guess I was pretty adventurous, thinking of things to do. But I also went to, it was USL back in those days, yep. and McNeese both. And my degree is in home ec ed, so it's kind of
sewing part,
home
ec-y. Yeah.
But and I did teach school for a couple of years. But
at what level?
I taught kindergarten first,
wow.
And then I taught home ec. So I went from the babies to the
I would need medication.
Up, so
for that.
It is a really hard job, and this is a lot more fun.
And if somebody had told you back in Branch when you were a young woman that you'd be an entrepreneur,
that wasn't on my radar.
Was
Even
it?
Now, I say to the girls all the time, like, I don't want to be in charge. I don't want to be the boss. I want to be the one who just makes the costumes. I don't want to answer all the questions because they're constantly coming to me, you know, making me answer all kind of questions and give pricing on things. And I just think, I just want to make this costume. And if I were left alone to do it, I could really crank them out.
And you work with your husband.
Yes,
you,
I do.
Do you advise that? I've had other guests tell me that's not good. But
we actually have a really large building, and he works in another room. We do have lunch together every day, and he plays lots of golf.
Oh, all right.
So it's a perfect combination.
I'm going to call the past guests up now and tell them there's a key to this. Now, Jezebel, what is the state of the local fashion industry?
Oh.
Does it exist here?
I would say no. Everybody wears the same boring things that looks like everyone else. I see it in a shop window, and it's just a plain dress that looks like a T-shirt. I would say no.
And are there more people like you that really want to come up with your own look? Must be. Maybe not here, though.
Right.
What percentage of these hats do you think you sell in this area?
Oh, I think I sold 2 around Mardi Gras.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, with that in mind, do you ever think of moving to a place that would be more, you know, cosmopolitan or fashion-oriented?
It's not necessary for sales, really. I'm not really a good salesman anyway,
so to do it
in person, I don't feel...
And it's not necessary for inspiration. That's all
right.
Coming from inside that apparently small head, as you mentioned earlier. That's pretty great. And you stay here because this is home? And
I bought a house.
Yeah, you're there.
And
is your house the address? Is it technically where you make everything
mm-hmm,
as well?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a problem?
Yes. I have supplies in every room of my house. Yeah.
Now, each of you, one of the things that I love about Lafayette is that people talk to each other and they don't seem very competitive, you know, with each other. Do you get some good ideas from other folks in town?
I do, yeah. I don't find that people that do what I do are very secretive at all, because there's very few of us doing it, so there's lots of work for everyone that wants to do it. So I feel like people have, I mean, otherwise I wouldn't have learned everything I know. If someone hadn't shared with me all the things that they know, I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, nobody grows up knowing how to make a Mardi Gras costume.
And, you know, I don't like to tell you this, but you don't describe yourself as an entrepreneur, but technically you really are. So it's only if somebody's speaking French to you and using the word entrepreneur, you have to stand up. That's Of all the things Acadiana is known for, from gumbo to Zydeco, nobody would normally accuse us of being fashion forward when it comes to stylish clothing. Well, I think today we've proved that's a myth. Karen, Jezebel, you're both in your own ways and styles, fashion leaders, and you both have your businesses humming along in ways that would make any fashion house CEO happy. It's been great to meet you both. We wish you continued success and look forward to keeping up with you. Thanks again for taking the time to join me today and Out to Lunch.
Thank you.
My guests today on Out to Lunch have been Karen Thibodeau, the owner of So What Design and creator of the Vacation label, and Jezebel Labelia. She's the founder and designer at Jezebel's Fascination. You can find out more about Karen's clothing and Jezebel's Fascinators by following the links on our websites, krvs.org and itsacadiana.com. The producer of our show is Grant Morris. Our technical producer is Eric Merle. Our researcher is Ann Christian. If you want to know what we look like, and today's show, you really ought to check that out. You can find photos from this show on our website and Facebook page. These photos were taken today by Gwen Oquan. You can get the show as a podcast. You can listen to past shows. You can keep up with us on all kinds of social media by going to our websites, itsacadiana.com and krvs.org. Out to Lunch is a production of INO Broadcasting for itsacadiana.com and KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm Peter Ricchiuti. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to meeting you again next week around the table here at Cafe Vermilionville for more business, Acadiana style, on Out to Lunch.
Out to Lunch Acadiana is recorded live over lunch at Cafe Vermilionville in Lafayette. Cafe Vermilionville is open Monday to Friday for lunch and six nights a week for dinner, with a courtyard that sets the scene for fine Louisiana cuisine. The Out to Lunch Acadiana theme music, Encore Monsieur, Nice Guy, is written by Mitchell Foreman and performed by Mitchell Foreman and Andre Michaud. Out to Lunch Acadiana business consultants are Pete Prados from Innovate Acadiana and Destin Ortego from The Opportunity Machine. Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base, joneswalker.com. And by Shorten Associates, legal recruiters in Louisiana and Texas. Support for Out to Lunch Acadiana comes from the Wyndham Garden Lafayette, located off Pinhook near Cali's Saloon. Wyndham Garden Lafayette is a pet and family-friendly hotel with reception space for large and intimate events, free parking, free Wi-Fi, and a free shuttle within 3 miles that includes the airport and downtown restaurants.
Get yourself a Tea-Tastic Cafe and drop a quarter into La Lu Jukebox with me, your host, Blake Miller, right here on your favorite radio station, KRVS.
Every Saturday night at 6 and Sunday morning at 7 here on KRVS.
Hi, folks, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show. And I'd like to let y'all know that Dirty Rice has reverted back to its original two-hour format. That's right, we're going to be on the air from 9 until 11 p.m. every Saturday night right here on KRVS. So won't you join either myself or my co-host, Mr. Lee Klein, Peter, for 2 hours of Dirty Rice, 9 to 11, KRVS, 88.7 FM, krvs.org.
It's old, oh yeah, but it's still relevant. Things change, but not our love of gold. Music gold, for sure, and the vault is full on the Old Gold Show. Classic and time-tested hits.
There you sit, all by yourself.
Take that nostalgic trip with us on Thursdays at noon on 88.7 KRVS. I'm Lee Klein, Peter.
On the next Hearts of Space, the super-chilled electronic winter journey. Music is by Ascendant, Simon Lomax, Banco de Gaia, Yagya, and more. I'm Stephen Hill, a program called Polar Flight 2, on the next Hearts of Space.
coming up Wednesday night at 11, right here on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.